This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. White House is tweeting out about new court documents surrounding the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and two former Trump associates who struck plea deals in exchange for their cooperation. Get more now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The papers surround the president's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, both accused of having more contacts with Russian associates than they first let on. Prosecutors allege Manafort lied about contacts with a Russian intermediary and contacts about Trump administration officials, claiming that he has breached his deal for a lighter sentence on two felony counts. In sentencing papers for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, prosecutors allege he was fielding outreach from Russians who wanted synergy with the Trump campaign as early as 2015. Soon after that court filing was made public, Trump tweeted out, "Totally clears the president." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Canadian prosecutor urged a court to deny bail to a Chinese executive at the heart of a case that is shaking up the U.S.-China relations. Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of telecommunications giant Huawei and daughter of its founder, was detained at a request of the U.S. during a layover in Canada, the same day that President Trump and Xi Jinping of China agreed to a 90-day ceasefire in a trade war that threatens to disrupt global commerce. Fears the Huawei case might spark renewed U.S.-China trade hostilities that have rattled global financial markets. Top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, is warning the U.S. is being outgunned in cyberspace, already having lost its competitive advantage to Russia while China is rapidly closing in. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Attorney General from the administration of the late President George H.W. Bush is the current president's choice to again lead the Justice Department. We get details now from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump told reporters he wants former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to again take his old job.
I did not know him until recently when I went through the process of looking at people, and he was my first choice from day one.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the top federal law enforcement agency since Trump forced out Jeff Sessions a month ago. Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
United States has accused Russia and Syria of fabricating a story about chemical weapons use by Syrian rebels. The United States says it has credible information the account by the Russian of chemical weapons use in Syria in November was false, and said that Russian and Syrian forces instead had fired tear gas. Russia's defense ministry had said on November 24th that Syrian rebels fired grenades containing chlorine near the government-held city of Aleppo. Syrian state media also reported the account. The U.S. Secret Service ended nearly 40 years of protecting former President George H.W. Bush with a tribute. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The detail officially ended Friday morning, the day after Bush was buried at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. The Secret Service nickname for the 41st president, Timberwolf. Some agents became close friends. Agents were honorary pallbearers at this week's funeral events. The Secret Service paid tribute to the late president on Twitter, posting photos from 2013 when Bush shaved his head in support of an agent's 2-year-old son with leukemia. Bush's daughter Robin died of the disease at the age of 3. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. space agency Mars Lander has captured the first sounds of Martian wind. Low-frequency rumblings were collected by the InSight lander during the first week of operations on Mars, the wind estimated to be blowing between 16 and 24 kilometers per hour. Researchers say these are the first sounds from Mars to be detectable by human ears. China launched a groundbreaking mission to land a spacecraft on the largely unexplored far side of the moon. If successful, the mission could propel the Chinese space program to a leading position in one of the most important areas of lunar exploration. China conducted its first space missions with a crew in 2003, making it the third country after Russia and U.S. to do so. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell, from VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. I've got a great show for you coming up in less than 1 minute, the Maxwell Mix of Pan-African music. There is Wizkid, Renice, Gazmawete, Chidinma. That's on the current Afrobeat Mboko side. Song of the Week zeroes in on Shekinah from South Africa. Kwame Ofori joins me for that one at the bottom of the hour. And we've got a medley of oldies by three legendary musicians who all passed away in November. Also, a highly original tune from Ghana called 52 Ambulances. Plus, wonderful classics of more earthy styles from Mali, Cape Verde, DRC, and South Africa. Last but not least, Bill Odidee from Nairobi brings us a feature with Blinky Bill, an amazingly talented Kenyan rapper, DJ, singer, guitarist. He's got it all. And he just released a solo album that comes in at the back half of the hour. So, peeps, time for this Pan-African Maxwell Mix to go down. We begin out of Nigeria with Wizkid.
Starboy day for you. Baby girl, you find yourself, oh. Girl, you make my head red, oh. Anytime you know they close to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Baby girl, now you I want, oh. Baby, shame on me, you want, oh. Make we day one plus one or two, yeah, yeah, yeah. 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter. 1 liter, oh, say 1 yacha. 1 liter, oh, say 1 liter. It be only you be my desire, oh.
Starboy Day.
everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Here's Renice, Queen of Mboko, with On Dit Quoi.
On Dit Quoi.
Go to Mali now with Techno Issa.
It's music time in Africa, y'all.
Mama, 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 mama
Nubians, and you're listening to
Music Time in Africa
on Voice of America with Heather Maxwell. Stay tuned.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Now to the classics. The late Cesaria Evora with Soldado, a slow polaire. Let me tell you a little bit about the song. It was written in the 1950s, a time of terrible famines that lasted for about 20 years. Evora sings for her country. Soldado means miss, and it's a reference to an old steamboat that sailed from her hometown in Mindelo to Sao Tome, a town on another island some 170 miles away. And the boat transported indentured workers to pick coffee. The workers now, including her brother, took that boat. She remembers singing this and other songs to him and others on the eve of their departure. Who has shown you this distant way to Sao Tome? The longing. If you write me a letter, I'll write you back. If you forget me, I'll forget you until the day you come back.
Traves caminho longe, esse caminho passando bem. Quem mostraves caminho longe, quem mostraves caminho longe, esse caminho passando bem. Saudade, 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 desse minha terra sem inclar. Saudade, 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 desde minha terra sem inclar. Se vos escrevem, te escrevo. Se vos esquecem, te esquecem. Até dia que não voltar. Se vos escrevem, te escrevo. Se vos que sentas que ser, até dia que não voltar. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sem encar. Saudade, 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 és minha terra sem encar.
Thank you. cansándome. Que mostraves camino luz, es camino para Santo Mé.
Right, that was the late Cesaria Evora with Sodad. Hello, darling listeners. This is Heather Maxwell. Staying in the mood of past legends of African music, did you know that the world lost three such legends in November? From the 26th to the 30th, to be exact. Let me drop a few minutes of wonderful music history for you. On November 26, 2001, Daudi Kabaki passed. He was one of the musical architects of Kenya's burgeoning recording industry in the 1960s, and he was referred to by his music fans as the undisputed King of Twist. This was early Benga music. African Twist was one of Daudi's biggest hits. Daudi Kabaka passed away on November 26th, 2 days short of his 62nd birthday. On November 28th, 1998, another music giant, and I mean giant, passed away. He was Kadesela Yampanya, better known as Pepe Kale, from Kinshasa, Zaire, as it was called back then. Now, Pepe's glory days were in the 1970s when he formed Empire Bakuba. That band featured a big front line of electric guitars and an onstage dancing duel between the 300-pound Kale and his chief dancing dwarf, Emoro. In the second half of the 1980s, the Elephant of Zaire, as he was also called, lumbered briefly across the world stage as one of Africa's top popular music acts. Kale died of a heart attack in Kinshasa in 1998. This is Moyibi, the title track from his 1988 album. The third third legend that passed away in November is Taboulé Rochereau. Taboulé passed on November 30th, most recently out of the three, in 2013. He was one of Africa's greatest influential singer-songwriters of the 20th century. The voice of lightness, as he was known, was a leading pioneer of the Pan-African music craze, the Congolese rumba, and in later years, of the faster dance style known as soukous. When Taboulé died in 2013, Roger Muntu, my Congolese colleague and host of the popular RM show here at VOA, he joined me in the studio to remember Taboulé. Here's an excerpt of that interview with Roger that was previously aired right here on Music Time in Africa.
Liwaya pasi sokipe liwaya mai, oh mama, mokolo na kokufa. This song, Heather, it has a meaning that's, you know, it's so weird as a musician that when you write a song, you don't understand how, what the impact is going to have after your death. So pretty much on this song, he was saying, well, the day I'm going to die, the day I'll be completely gone, who is going to cry? Who is going to really take the time to think about me? You know, if I'm rich, what are people going to say about me? And if I'm poor, what are people going to say about me? The day I'm going to die, I'm going to leave my kids everywhere. I'm going to leave my kids in Europe, in Kinshasa. And Heather, ironically, that's exactly what he did. Yes, ironically, let's also say that this man had 102 children.
What?
Exactly.
All right, that was Taboulé Rochereau, who died November 30th in Brussels after a long illness from stroke. Well, that concludes our look back to African music history of lost legends.
It's super easy to get connected to Heather on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type Music Time in Africa. You'll find the Music Time in Africa page with over a million followers and the public group page. Both pages are hot with fresh photos, video updates of your favorite African artists, and new ones too. Talk with Heather and express yourself.
Song of the Week is coming up soon with Kwame Ofori. You're going to love that. Say hi, Kwame.
Hey, 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 guys.
All right, but first, I have a song for my Facebook friend, Kay Rowland. She wrote, please, can you play me Chidinma? I've fallen in love. Thanks.
I'm falling in love with you, oh.
Hello, lovies. This is Heather. This next song's by a medical doctor by day, singer-songwriter by night. No lie, his name is Ni Lante. He's from Accra, Ghana, and he wrote this song, 52 Ambulances, after treating a trauma patient who he almost lost. Thank God he saved her life.
Make I clear my mind. What kind of nonsense be this? Make I say these things I want. And what kind of sense be this?
Nonsense.
Make you pass me my mic. Make I free up my mind. I don't give a damn this time. Yeah, yeah. Only 52 ambulances.
Pressure.
For the people. Yeah, 1,000 V8s for ministers. Directors, the parliament enter. 52 ambulances for my people. 1,000 V8s for ministers. Directors, them take parliament enter. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them people we bought 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the director. Them. It's the same.
Watch them.
We dey watch them.
I dey watch them.
As they cruise 1,000 V8s in the city. We dey watch them.
I dey watch
people we for start vex.
Start vex.
We dey watch them.
In the street, I dey hear them say,
"I this your thing,
master."
Excuse my French. In this time, too much things, too much rascal sucking our blood every day. Damn. Too much foolishness I go on in this time. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, nah, nah.
Only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them only 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the minister. Them people we bought 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8 for the director. Them.
Sometimes I sit and I wonder, where lies our priority, I ponder. 52 ambulances only for a nation of 30 million. Yet 1,000 V8 luxury cars for selfish politician with big money bullion. Tell me, when you do fall sick, would you need an ambulance? Or would you rather hang your life on a balance?
52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician. 52 ambulances, 1,000 V8s for the politician.
1,000 V8s.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello. Hello, everybody. I'm with Kwame Asante Ofori.
Hey, 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 Mr. Asante Ofori, now and always.
How you doing, Kwame?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. You look nice in your Christmas sweater.
Thank you, thank you. For those who can't see it, I'm in the black and white Christmas, you know, Christmassy feel. I'm ready as usual.
All right. So this week we have a wonderful song. It is by singer-songwriter Shekinah.
Mm-hmm.
She's from South Africa, and she won 3 awards at the South African Music Awards this year in 2018.
Wow, wow, wow.
For Best Album, mm-hmm. Best Female Artist of the Year, mm-hmm. and Best Newcomer.
So then why did you choose this song?
Because I love the song. It's called Suited, and she is beautiful, and mm-hmm. it's just like her sound, her voice. Let's listen to it. You'll
Let's
see
dive right into it then.
Yeah, this is Suited.
Yeah.
each other, yeah. Don't try to move me from my lover, yeah. Suited for each other, suited for each other. Tailor made, I'm glued up on my lover. I'll never lose him to another, yeah.
Shekinah.
That was great.
You like that one?
I do.
That was Suited, and this is the hottest new female vocalist in South Africa, according to Sama Awards, and I think that's a pretty good judge.
Very true. Yeah. I loved it. I love the video. I love the sound. I love how fresh it is. Yeah. And it's not a typical South African sound. This is more universal that we can all like relate to.
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante here for you now and always. And that was
Song of the Week. All right. So next up, two songs back to back by Gaz Mawete and Shaluza Max. And then Bill O'Didi from Nairobi presents Blinky Bill. Here's Gaz and his gorgeous voice, Olingi Nini. What do you want?
Mama, pardon, bengelanga, oyanga, shegi yoza wapi, wana mabokwa nani, olingi ninye, bebe, olingi ninye, yolingi ninye, shegi yolingi ninye, soki beba mbongo, na pesa.
Sogi bo lingi bilamba nasomba Chéri balo biole la kabeloe nasomba J'ai désir devenir l'homme que tu mérites Oh ma chérie Je veux être les gardiens de tes nuits Laisse-moi prendre tes peines T'aider à réaliser tes rêves Pour toute la vie être ta moitié Yo lingi nye bébé Yo lingi nye Yo lingi nye chérie Yo lingi nye Sogi pe bambongwe Na pesa Sogi bo lingi bilamba Nasomba Chéri balo biole la kabelwe Nasomba Nga ba fingi nga kizengi ya ya Ba bengi nga iyu ma mama Oh yeah tout ce que j'ai chéri Zwa na yo Mais pourvu que yo tikala Zwa na yo Essentiel que yo zala kayangai moko Bebe Senga nonga mapangwe
Nago besa yo
Senga fungo la lola ye
Nago besa yo
Ata o sengi sutana no we
Nago besa yo
Pardon benga Nicole Zahina mvwa mae Benga langa Christian Matondo Osapi, yeah. Elle conforte en angaye, yeah. Gaëlle et Boussaye. Yo lingi nye, bébé, yo lingi nye. Yo lingi nye, chérie, yo lingi nye. Sogi pe bambongwe, na pesa. Sogi bo lingi bilamba, na somba. Chéri balo biole la kabelwe na somba.
Singa ngalika kwa ndundwe. Bome ngoya ya didi ginwani.
Balo bina zo salama be. Mongwe za bolingo te. Lisembo lo zo salama be. Mena yebi kolinga te. Na memo wapie. No dime angana lako ninye. Bebe na memo na mape kaya ya. Kase ganyikie.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
We'll be right back.
Hello, peepstas. This is Heather Maxwell. All right, so time to hook up with Bill Odidi in Nairobi and meet the fabulous Blinky Bill.
Hello, Heather Maxwell. Today I've got some very eclectic sounds from Nairobi here in Kenya from the DJ, producer, songwriter, guitarist, all-round artist, Blinky Bill. Interesting name, that one. He's a very adventurous artist, combines diverse influences from funk, soul, hip-hop, all very dynamic. Blinky Bill was formerly with a group called Just a Band, and he's just released his debut solo album, which has got a very intriguing title. So we'll speak about that with him. But first, let's get familiar with some of the sounds on the album. Here's a track called I'll Care More Next Time.
My name is Selangau Chiang. The name Blinky was a name that was given to me in high school after a cartoon series.
I mean, why did they call you Blinky Bill?
My name was Bill. So everyone was like, oh, Blinky Bill. When I left and started becoming an artist in my own right, there's once I saw my name being written in the newspaper. I was just like, I sound like an accountant. No offense to accountants. I just needed a stage name, so it felt like a good fit.
This is your first solo album. I mean, it's kind of strange to say that this is your first album.
Because I've been working a lot.
Tell us what the name of the album.
The name of the album is Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales.
I love it.
It's a mouthful.
Okay, so what are we going to play from the album, Bill?
Play them Attention.
Attention from Blinky Bill's debut solo album. I just love this title. Everyone's Just Winging It and Other Fly Tales.
Other Fly Tales.
What's with the title, Bill? What's going on here?
I've examined life in the sense of how even if you know a lot of things, there's no guarantee that you're going to see it tomorrow. There's a lot of stuff that we have under control, and there's a lot of stuff that we don't have under control. And at this point in time, like just having seen a lot of different places in terms of countries, we are all going through the same thing. The economies that are stressful. We have people trying to make sense of what life is all about. We have a lot more awareness of just how we live than I think at any point. Just trying to make sense of what this thing called life is all about is where the title came from.
So Bill, on the album you got various collaborations with musicians from around Africa, indeed from around the world. One who stands out is Nneka from Nigeria. How did you hook up with Nneka?
I was in Lagos last year and met Nneka, and we recorded two songs. So one was called No Touch Em, which came out last year, and then this one. But this was the song that I imagined her on. Her voice sits so well on this song. To be honest, she didn't even see it. She just gave me the verse like, no. She didn't write it down.
Really?
Nothing.
It's a great song. It's called Owa.
Owa.
Yeah. There goes the Kenyan rapper, singer, guitarist, all-round artist Blinky Bill, featuring Nneka from Nigeria on a track called Oa. Blinky Bill has just released his debut solo album, Everyone's Winging It, another Fly Tales, and that's what we've been talking about, in addition to listening to the really interesting sounds that he's put together on this album. Look out for it, wherever in the world you're listening to this show. This is The Other Bill, as in Bill Odidi. Now, right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa.
Don't you know?
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Blinky Bill. Now, this last song is Muchana by Kandabango Man. It comes to you by way of another song request. This one was made by MTIA fan Taremwa Derek from Uganda. Right, that was Kandabango Man, and it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to the two Bills from Kenya, Bill Odidi and Blinky Bill. And also thanks to Kwame Ofori for joining me in presenting Suited by Shekinah for Song of the Week.
You know you're always welcome.
Thanks so much, Kwame. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22500 UTC. Finally, you know you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay blessed, people. Stay beautiful.